You got a lot of balls thrown your way last year. You expect them to see a lot less work this year?
Mm-hmm. Maybe see the same.
So how are you going to – you like that kind of stuff. Like mm-hmm. You're a competitive guy.
There's more opportunities.
Yes. How are you going to handle that?
Take it the same way I took last year, man. I got to go make some plays for the team so we can win games, you know. No different from last year.
Marcus, when the team start trying to avoid you, man, I mean, do you take that as just a sign of respect, or are you going to be upset? You don't get a chance to make plays?
I'm going to be pissed off, of course. Nah, it just gives the other guys on the other side to make their name to be heard in this league, you know. That's the best part of this game, you know. For me, if the balls don't come my way, it gives another guy to go out there and hopefully be the defensive rookie of the year. We got a whole lot of rookies that we just added in. You know, we got PG coming back. We got Steve Nelson, you know, to come back for next year. And it's going to be a huge year for us, you know.
Talking about those rookies, how good can they actually – how good can the group actually mm-hmm. be running from somebody like Emmett Thomas?
And we're going to be as good as we can make it this year. We got some excellent leaders. I got to step up to be a leader. You know, we lost Sean, you know, so it makes for me to make my job as a leader to step up. But we also, we still got Ron Parker. We still got, like I say, PG coming off the knee. We got EB, of course, you know, he's the amazing leader. So just lead by example, you know, just to, if they need help, we're here to help them. And we just here to keep pulling them along. We finished off with a good strand of how we wanted to come into next year. You know, so we just bring them along.
Do you like that type of responsibility now going into your second year?
Yeah.
Team leaders now?
Of course. You know, I lead by example. You know, I do the right things. I make sure I stay off, stay out of trouble off the field. You know, I make sure I handle my business on the field. And, you know, if they have any questions, I'm here to help them and just continue to move on, because that's everything that EB and Sean gave to me, you know, so I can just give it back to them.
Marcus, what is it like for you now to be in OTAs? Last year, a rookie trying to mm-hmm. prove who you were. This year, you did a great job of it. So what can you get out of these OTAs for you to get better that's different from a year ago when you were
in? I don't think I was trying to prove to anybody. You know, I just wanted to make sure that I can come in and fit in with the group. You know, I think, you know, everybody had their questions about what type of player I was, you know, on the field. You know, my whole thing last year was just the character issues for me. You know, so when I got the call to come, I was coming here. I don't think anybody, you know, for me, I wasn't questioning myself how I can play on the field. And, you know, I get the same feeling for the rookies we got now. It's just time for them. They ready to play ball, you know, and we just going to make them as comfortable as possible so they can make the plays and go out there and have fun.
But is it more fun for you to come in mm-hmm. with a year under your belt, not – having to answer that? You've already shown what you can do.
I mean, it's a new year every year, you know, so you come into it with the same mentality. I want a ball. I want to go out there and make sure my presence is felt on the field, and I want to make sure I earn respect each and every play, you know, each and every down and throughout the whole year. So, you know, I'm just going to take it the same mentality as last year.
Marcus, all these rookie quarterbacks, mm-hmm. you see any of yourself in any of these guys?
Nah, see, I don't do that to nobody. You know, we all individuals in this game. You know, and I'm not gonna label no parts of myself in each one of them. You know, they all have individual aspects that they're going to bring different to this team. You know, that's the beauty of it. You know, we are individuals, so we take an individual group effort to make a team. You know, and that's all we can do.
Would it be a bad thing if some of them had parts of their game like yours?
Man, we all individuals, man.
Hey, Martin, I am curious. Like, have any of those young guys, like, specifically gone out of their way to reach out to you about how you did it? And I'm just wondering if you have them been.
Be yourself, man, and go have fun. You know, like I tell them, my rookie season is going to be a whole lot different. You know, I came in with trouble behind my name. No, we got some guys in our group, you know, got some clean names, you know, and they just got to go out there and play ball. You know, and that's the main thing. I told them I just wanted to go play football, so I didn't care what nobody was thinking. You know, I just wanted to go make the plays and go make my name heard.
Man, you sound like you're really ready to get these pads put on. Just,
it's time for year two. It's time for year two, man. Like I say, we didn't finish the season off how we wanted to finish off last year, so we hungry, you know, so we're going to take it step by step. We start off with OTAs, and we go on to training camp, and then we move on with preseason and on to the season.
Marcus,
I am curious. I think we've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. Like, now that there's tape on you, how do you think teams might adjust to facing Marcus Peters?
Just come at me, and we're going to see.
Is there a next level? Is there a next level for your game this year as you look at?
We're going to see. It's year to year, man. Every year is going to be different. No year is going to be the same. You know, I'm going into it with the same mentality as I did last year, and that's to make my plays and to go have fun.
Yeah,
thank you.
This is weird. This is really weird. But Don Tari was telling us about his wonderful yoga and how that has helped him. We were asking Jeremy about what he did to kind of, you know, stay in shape, whatever. And do you do anything different? And would you ever?
I namaste too.
You're a yoga person?
Yeah, I namaste too.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. It's all this relaxing. It helps you relax your brain, helps you simmer down all those things that you got going on in off season, and helps you bring your body back to reality.
Do you take classes like with everyday people, women in it?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you do that?
It's the beauty
of
it.
I mean, it's not professional football yoga. It's like
sure. Yeah, and I do a whole lot of aspects. I swim and I do all type of things. I work out with the same workout plan I was doing last year when I came in, you know, in San Francisco, and just keep the same routine going for me. That's all I can do.